What's up, people? What's up? What's up? We're back for another episode of Horror with Sir Sturdy. Yes, yes, episode 485. No work.
Getting close to 500.
Yes, yes. Go check out that Queen Latifah song after the episode. No work. Dissecting Hard Candy. Which this movie here is... It's something.
Yeah. It's cringy. It's
fucked
up.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
It's brutal, and it's about, I mean, revenge, but not for herself, for others, which is dope. Kind of different. Yeah. And
put herself in a high risk situation, though.
Yeah. Right. Oh, fuck yeah.
She played the long game.
Yeah, like, she did. played the long game, man. It almost backfired on her. Right. Like, she could have done that short, but I get it. Her plan was to, you know, to get him to confess. But yeah, it was she did it the long way. Little mistakes here and there, but she recouped and got it back on track. But that's what made it like thrilling. You're like, oh, fuck, her plan's not working now. But then got right back on track, like after she, like, you know, fucks him up a little bit. But no, this movie's fucked up. So basically, what I was saying off air before you came on, Paulie, so they took this from true events in Tokyo. Oh. So in Tokyo, a gang of high school girls used to get old pervy men to meet them in a hotel. And because they were pervy, they beat the shit out of them and then robbed them. Then they leave.
Good on.
So their excuse for doing that is they're doing vigilante shit basically on old people being rapey. So we're going to beat them up and steal the money from them. So that was their whole thing. So that's where they pulled that from a little bit. It's not in the same situation, but kind of, you know, because there was no crime. They didn't say there was a crime that they were getting revenge on. They just said that's what they did. They were jumping these fucking pervy old men that were taking advantage of young women.
Which she was stuff. Before I even get into that, it was crazy seeing Patrick Wilson in this role.
Yeah, no, I totally forgot he was in this.
Yeah, me too.
100%.
Me too. And like, I only remember because I seen his name, because like even seeing his face in here. Yes, it looks like him, but it looked like him because I knew his name, and I'm like, yeah, that's him. Versus like if I didn't realize he was in this and just kind of seeing the face, I'd be like, yo, that kind of looks like him, but you know what I mean? But of course it's a younger version, it's from fucking 05. But I'm just like, it's different seeing him in a role like this. It's weird seeing him in a role like this because you're used to seeing him in a fatherly, loving, protective husband role. Slash hero slash second. I mean, in The Conjuring, you could say he's the back. He's the number two. His wife is Lorraine is definitely the number one in that. As far, you know what I mean? As far as the whole the story. And, wow. Just wow. Yeah. It shows the dynamic of his acting too, though. Because it's absolutely. Like, you have, I mean, let's talk the other movies first really quick, and then I'll dive right back into this. You have the way he is in Insidious, where he is the lead. He's more of the lead. It's mainly him and his son. You know what I mean? As far as all the events that are going on, it's between him and his son. A lot of the shit. Yes, his family's involved. And then in The Conjuring, it's like he's the bat again. He's the number. He's not even the number two. He's just kind of there, like with Lorraine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's there. He's more important than just being there. But you know what I mean? He's like her plus one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her important.
Right. Now, for some reason, am I?
But he plays crazy? The role. Perfect.
Who's the main star in Sinister? It's not him, too. In that, too.
Right? No. Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke. Thank you. Hawk. Okay. Thank you.
In that Carnican.
I was like, I was ferment there. I was like, I couldn't put the face together. I was like, there's no way he's doing all three of these fucking horror movies. I was like, who's
Patrick Wilson's acting for this film in particular kind of. Remind me of, I think it's Tom Robbins from, I just got the Mystic River. Because I had never seen him play, like, the distraught you know, adult that's been through a trauma as a kid type ordeal where he's kind of sad and Mosley. And I really felt that with Patrick Wilson just in this one.
Yeah.
Like you said, it just shows the dynamic of his acting.
Can we talk about that story he told? Which, of course, you know, we know how we'll tell these without using the R word or say grape and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But before we dive into this movie more, let's dive into these ratings.
Oh,
you know what? Let's kick it off with you, James.
I'm going with 7.
7? Paulie Paul.
I'd go with the 7 as well. I'd make sure to let people know, you know, there are triggers in this movie.
Yes.
So just be very mindful of that if you decide to watch at your own risk.
On both sides, by the way.
Right. Yeah. So just be very aware that it's very gritty, but I'd say 7. It's a very well done movie.
Yes.
I'm with you guys on that. This is a really good movie. But like they both said, it's one of those. It's a tough watch. It is a tough watch. Because of the story, which we're going to get into. And yes, there's spoilers because, you know, it's a spoiler show. But it's a tough watch all around. It's a tough feel. It's just wow. And it starts off just with basically like a chat, you know, like a messenger, like a chat.
Yeah.
Like AOL
chat. Yeah, the old school AOL chat, AIM chat in their song.
Yep. And it starts off with this back and forth kind of flirty
like
stuff.
Catch a Predator style with Chris Hansen.
Well, Chris Hansen wasn't there. This was just you didn't, at the time you didn't know. Like, say if you watch this movie for the first time, you didn't know,
right?
You know what was going on, yeah. Or who was talking to who, or whatever the case may be. Watching it for the second time, of course, you know this. It's just like, okay, I don't remember the movie very well. Let me fill myself back in with it.
Yeah,
and just like going into it a second time. It makes the movie a little bit better in a sense of because you understand what's going on. You understand the story right away, but it makes it a little harder to watch.
Right. Because you know what's coming.
I'll say because you know what you're getting yourself into as far as you know the background, you know the premise, even though they don't show it, right. Which I will say that about because we've had this conversation about a week or two ago with all of us and I believe Nichols in on it when they were talking about like grape scenes.
Yeah.
And like how powerful they can be where you can discuss them or insinuate them without actually showing them. And this movie does a great job of that. A really good job of that. I mean, with the pictures alone, it didn't really show the pictures. Like, you know what I mean? It showed like pictures on the wall, but it was nothing graphic. It was nothing that you shouldn't see, I should say.
Then there's the other trigger of the other word you shouldn't be saying, the S word, offing yourself.
Yeah, we'll call that, we'll think of something. We'll call that strawberry.
Yeah, don't strawberry.
I'm not trying to make it funny, but just to kind of so we can say a word without having to get too. I just looked at my freaking grinder and it has a strawberry on it. That's how I got it, I swear. Right here.
Right.
Right next to me. I'm like, you know what?
You got to try to avoid those words so they don't slip into the algorithm when they.
Right.
Yeah, we don't need all that.
They flag us.
Yeah, I don't want to throw that energy out there either.
Yeah, that too. No.
All right, I'll throw the fruit out there. Right, you guys, if I'm going to throw something out there, I'm going to throw some grapes out there and some fruit, and strawberries. And I mean the actual fruit. I don't mean what we mean when we're in Sydney.
Right. I got what you mean.
And what's crazy about the way she did this to him is like one of the worst ways to torture a male.
Honestly?
Like to break a male, like with our castration and all that stuff.
Let's hold off on that a little bit, but I'll say this before we do dive into it. She did it nicer than she could have.
Oh, you're right, but it made it more torturing. She played the, like Paulie said, she played the long game.
She did.
So she made him like not know when it's gonna happen. Or he's just sitting there like I'm just sitting there watching. I'm like, oh my God, you could feel your nuts tingle and shit.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God.
You're like, oh boy.
Like it's, and that's that right there. Again, before we really dive into this movie, is why, like, I can't really laugh too hard. I'll chuckle here and there sometimes. If it's fucking funny, it's fucking funny. But like when someone gets hit in the balls in movies and shows, because I'm like, I know that pain. That pain is not funny. That pain hurts. And it's like, when it's in a move, when it's in like a skit, not even a skit, like when it's on like YouTube or something, it's real. I'm like, that's hard to laugh at. That's not funny. That hurts. I can damn near feel it in my, I can almost feel it. I don't want to laugh. I almost want to cry with you.
Right.
Yeah. At that point, the split second you felt sorry for him. You're like, he didn't do it, man. Let him go.
No. But at the same time, though, here's my thing. It was like, I felt he deserved what he's going to be going through, where he was going to have what happened to him for his past transgressions and for what he
100%.
Was planning to do to her and was planning to do to future. Which, you know what? Since we watched the movie already, I'm going to do something, guys. Uh-oh. Let me show the trailer.
Okay.
You know?
Do it. Yeah, that's public domain. We should be good with that one, right?
Hang on.
Yeah, because I remember the trailer. I think the trailer is even some, like, has some, you can notice some messed up scenes in it.
I've never seen the trailer.
I think. Well, I recall. No. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. Might be mixed up another movie.
While Sturdy's pulling up this video for you guys, make sure to like and follow Sir Sturdy, and then also follow them on Popcorn and Pints. It's awesome.
Right.
I never make it out there. Yes.
He's gone on one of these nights.
I will. Just, it's been a mess.
Every year, we give our fine lint
chocolate. We got to kidnap him and make him do it.
Special shape.
I love chocolate.
Lion's Geek.
This movie is here we go with the messaging we're talking about.
Old school shit.
There he is.
He does kind of look off. Not like, don't look like him.
Yeah, super young. Over the internet. Not young like her young, but you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, now you got Elliot Page.
Yeah.
Which great acting. Big shout out to Elliot Page. Big shout out to Patrick Wilson for the acting. It was amazing. And it's mainly these two throughout the whole fucking movie.
So good. Do you want some?
Sure.
Right there. That's just crazy.
For one, how was Elliot Page in this movie? Is that really, that might have been real life fucking pedophile right there.
Wanna call your sister?
What?
Know where you'll be?
I'm sure he didn't really take his belt off her lips and lick her.
I don't know how.
I'm reading Romeo and Juliet. It's a ninth grade book, but I figured I could have it done before the school year starts.
I'm not sure because Elliot Page still looks the same. Like,
didn't know you're interested.
Yeah,
almost 15, 20 years later.
Been chatting for
20 years
weeks,
later.
You knew
yeah, she would have been about 16 or 17 in this movie. I just looked up her age.
Okay.
Or his age. I'm sorry, Elliot Page. Sorry, you guys.
These were all shot here.
My house is my studio.
His house is his studio. Like, that's shady.
Yeah, it is.
I recognize this girl.
The things you do wrong.
Probably soundproof.
This is officially sick.
I have never hurt anyone.
It's just so easy to blame a kid.
Who are you?
Playtime is over. Now it's time to wake up.
Wow. You know what's crazy about that? What I love about that trailer right there is it doesn't give away too much.
Doesn't.
It doesn't show any of the crazy shit. It shows a lot of subtle kind of just building up or just kind of just meeting like the cutesy wootsy. No, I'm taking that back because there ain't nothing cute about a grown man meeting a child. That's sick. But the more tame, I guess you would say, is when they're in the coffee shop. Mm-hmm. You know, they show that and it goes from there to going to his house and then it just kind of builds from there. And once it builds to like that point, oh my goodness, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. But it was worth the build up though. It was definitely worth the build up because you got to kind of, which again, credit to both of their acting, because in the beginning, she seems kind of naive, intelligent but naive, and just trying to impress him. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you don't realize how intelligent she actually is because you're just like, oh, she's just young, blah 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 blah. She's smart, but she's not that smart because you know age difference that. Experience all that other stuff, it makes a difference. But you start to see she's a lot smarter than she, you know, than she leads on. And it all starts with the drinks, which was just brilliant. Fucking brilliant. So we get to the house, they're hanging out, they're talking, they're laughing, hee hee ha ha, all this other shit. Oh, before that, he buys her a shirt, she tries a shirt on. And then they go to his house after that. Anyway, they go to his house and he acts like he cares. You know, shouldn't you call your sister or whoever? Oh, no, I'm good. We can go. Goes to his house, hangs out. They're talking or whatever. He goes to the other room, comes back with the drinks for them, which he says is water. And she tells him, I was always told, or in school they tell us not to take, you know, drinks from anybody unless you see them making it. Mm-hmm. Right. And then he's like, oh, no, well, come to the kitchen. We can make another one. She's like, no, I'll take it. But they go to the kitchen. And what happens? She makes the drinks this time. You never see her actually making the drink. You don't see her making the drinks, really. You just see them made and she brings them over. So there's the whole fact of, because she's just banging them down. And handling them fine. For the most part, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay. All right, whatever. He's drinking his drink and he starts fucking losing his shit. He starts feeling a little woozy. You know, she drugged him, guys. She drugged him. He passes out. Yep. And when he wakes up, she tells him, you know, drinks. People should make up in front of you. That's for adults too, not just for kids. I was like, oh shit, she threw that shit at him again.
Right.
But like, look, motherfucker, like it's not just you guys that will drug somebody, but you guys can also get drugged.
Right.
Which I guess I should have said something else. Chocolate pudding, I don't fucking know. Mm-hmm. Chocolate wasted. You could have gotten chocolate wasted.
Yeah.
And
it's real, and it happens a lot, like too much still to this day, even 2024. But I'll talk about that story in a minute. I'll come back to it.
No, but like it's amazing how she played him, and it's amazing how well the movie was written and how everything was to where for the first time it fooled the audience. The first time I watched this movie. Because I didn't know that she drank or that she did that. I didn't know she did all of that to him at the time, which I think is just awesome. And cool. It's just like, you're just planning ahead so fucking far. Wow.
Yeah, they made it seem like she had this planned out for months. Like, she took a while to make this plan.
Well, she definitely did, because if you think about it, like, there was certain times where after she had drugged him and after she'd got him tied to the chair for a while, when he was yelling and stuff, she puts up cover his mouth. She figured out. Well, she got it all figured out except for one neighbor. She was like, so-and-so is at work. Some guy was at work and so-and-so is on vacation. So she was like, you know, there's no one else that's going to hear you unless a random person's just driving by or whatever.
Right.
And, or, you know, jogging down the neighborhood or whatever.
Right.
So she was definitely definitely watching out for him. She was definitely looking out. I mean, she had to, though, because she knew where he lived. She knew a lot about him, and she just kind of... She obviously found him online. She either found him online, or she made herself available for him to find her online or in one of those chat room type of deals for that time, you know?
And what I'll say is, you know, kudos to her, too, because, you know, it's not as easy as nowadays just looking up a name. Like, even back with AOL, I mean, that takes some work. Yeah. That alone is dedication, because now it's just so simple to Google someone's name and you have all their links.
Yep.
Very true. But him being a photographer, his name could be kind of out there. You know what I mean? Then there could be those rumors, so to speak. But yeah, you're right. You still have to do some digging. You still have to do some digging either way. Because she had facts. Like, she had facts upon facts upon facts upon facts. Yeah. And then found more facts. And I'm just like, wow. Wow. Like, it was just... This shit was so well done. Just, again, with the type of story it is, you know, you could say it's a tough watch and all that, and it is. But at the same time, like, you're just like, wow. Like, she did her fucking thing, and it's just... It's nuts. Because there's certain things you've seen her slip up on. And like, as a kid, just as a kid, you could see why that happened. Like, going on the roof. Mm-hmm. Why? Like, for what? Right. And then the one lady sees you on the roof.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. She made little minor mistakes here and there.
Answering the door wasn't a huge deal. Especially if she had never went on the roof, answering the door wouldn't have been a big deal really at all. Too much? But, I mean, they never showed what happened after, you know, the end of the events of him trying to fly off the roof. Wearing a dog collar, so to speak. But, because you remember, she calls the one girl. She calls the one lady. She comes over. And she's, like, looking around for him. You never see the end results of that, of him being found and the neighbors being questioned, because that one neighbor would be questioned. So it's like, have you seen, oh yeah, I seen some girl here and blah, 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 and this is what she looked like and da, 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 and boom, but nothing. Which, I mean, it's whatever, but it's like, at the same time, all that shit, it's not even going to be questioned though. Actually, you know what? It may never even be questioned because all that stuff is going to be found in his house. Because all that stuff that she said she was going to clean up and take care of, if he were to, you know, again,
yeah,
Peter Pan, yeah, then.
Right. But she also set it up to make it seem like it was a strawberry.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's what I'm saying. She made him Peter Pan, you know. Try to go to Neverland.
So the police won't even think about that. They'll automatically like go and say, oh, this dude strawberried himself and all that stuff. So they'll throw him off. It won't even think of any homicide and all that shit. So
I mean, technically he did, yes, by force in a sense.
Yeah, but technically he definitely did. In a sense.
I mean, I'm sure there's some legalities against
it. Yeah,
but I don't know.
So you have no choice. She broke him, and he had no choice. That's the only way out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she gave him a way out because it's like, okay, now either way, people are gonna find this shit out about you, but now you're not gonna have to suffer the consequences of everyone's wrath and everyone's pain. So she's giving you a way out. But I feel like for her, she's like, I'm also just like getting rid of that pain and that hurt that you've caused so many young women and possibly couldn't cause more. So she's like, by getting rid of him, he's never going to, you know what I mean? Yeah, Peter Pan,
she's making him fly. Vigilante. She's taking, she took a piece of trash out of the world.
Yeah. Right. Yo, can we talk about something really quick? Go back to the castration, right? Can we talk about the sink?
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Go ahead.
Can we talk about the garbage disposal?
Yeah.
That is crazy. I'm glad they didn't show that, but that is crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Could you imagine? Because like I'm not even okay with needle. Like, I mean, once they give me a shot or they start drawing blood, I'm fine, but watching them come at me with the needle, I'm not good. So that's like a million times worse, you know, like I'm gonna have to watch my, like, this is happening. Like,
oh, I can watch it. Like, I can watch the whole process of my blood getting drawn. I'm always fascinated by that. But
I'm fine with that too. But this, like, it's not the bloody part. It's just, it's the thing that's getting cut.
Yeah, it's just coming out. It's
happening. Like, you're like, God damn, man.
And it's like, what I liked about, okay, so let's talk about it. What I did like about that scene, and what I think they did so well in this scene, I'm actually going to move this movie up to a 7.5, maybe even an 8, is like, you see the fear in his eyes before she's, like, when she's just shaving him. Mm-hmm. You see the fear in his eyes when she's icing him, when she's like, let me let this get numb.
He knew it was happening.
And then she does something a little bit, and she's like, oh, let me put this back on and get you getting numb again. And then when she's done shaving him, she numbs him up again because of the bleeding or whatever. I'm just like, she's playing so many physical and mental games with him at the same time right now. And it's just like, wow. And you see the intensity, you see the fear, you see the pain, you see the fucking, the sweat. Like, on his, he's covered in fucking sweat, but he's going through this. You see the veins bulging out of his face. His fucking face is turning red as shit. Or red as my shirt, I should say. My hoodie. And I'm just like, yo, this is fucking intense. And you're almost just like, not that you're not feeling bad for him, but you're almost feeling like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Fuck,
man. That's why I said this is the triggering part for men.
Right.
Yes.
This is the, oh fuck, man. You better watch out.
Like, so, oh my God. Like, oh.
This is fucked up. Yeah. Because I don't even want that to happen in my hand. Like, I am plugging turn off the circuit to my whole disposal if I gotta get something out there. Like, I don't play with that even with a finger. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah.
And again, I'm glad they didn't show it. They did it. This is one of those movies where they insinuated a lot of things. A lot of things that definitely didn't need to be shown. And honestly, it was probably more powerful not showing it. Just so you can...
Right.
You just know what happened. I just think what happened.
I think only type of movie that would get away with showing it, if it was like a comedy horror.
Yeah, horror comedy.
You know, like a horror comedy, like showing a penis getting like chopped up or
right.
That's different. Like
that. Yeah, but this it's good that they didn't show it, like you said, because you just imagine it that she's shoving it down there. You're like, oh fuck. They don't need to show it. It already a vivid thing image right in your brain. Oh man.
I mean, not even that. You've seen the fucking little jar she had him in with the blood, just the blood after she comes. Like that was enough.
Yeah, you're like,
that was enough. Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. I'm just like, that's insane.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Just wow. Just fucking wow. Like, if you haven't seen this movie, you should check it out. Seriously. Seriously think you should check it out. I'm actually going to bump this up to an 8 because it is. It's one of those, because of the type of story it is and all that, because of the insinuation of grapes. And
just prepare yourself first.
Right.
There is trigger moments, trigger scenes for sensitive topics.
Since we're on this topic really quick, did either one of you guys start watching, or anybody out there that's watching the pod start watching the Nickelodeon documentary on HBO Max?
I did. Mick and I were actually just talking about it. I caught it.
I never heard. I didn't know there was a documentary.
I watched the first two episodes.
Was it all about the child molestation with the kid actors?
Oh yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
Is that where they're interviewing Drake Bell?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, I seen clips. Okay.
Yep, I'm actually. He's the next episode. He's episode 3. I didn't get to that yet. I'll probably start that Thursday.
Okay.
Or actually, shit, I might even watch that when I go lay down later. But wow, it's so fucking sick and sad. Because
it's not just Nickelodeon, man. There's so many companies.
Oh no, no, I know, but I just want to just like with this though. What the crazy part about it is, I remember growing up as a kid. Like, I wish I was one of those kids.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny, but it's just like, you're like, you know how cool it would be to just just right? The insinuation of what you thought, what it was portrayed to be, what we've seen as kids, is all that and all those type of shows and shit. Yeah. And then having your own
like
show.
You're having, like, yeah, oh, like you're shit. Having a blast. You're entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then when you're off camera, it's a fucking nightmare.
Right.
Yeah, for some it was. So you're just learning about, like, I'm just like, holy shit. Yeah. But go check that doc out, people, especially for you, for the ones that grew up during those times of watching those shows. You're around our ages. You already know who you are. I'm not even going to call our ages out because we already fucking know. There's ones that are the ones that are older than us as well.
Yep, and, like me. Know. I mean older than you.
But you're still around. You're still in that kind of bag. You know what I mean? Like people that
the body bag.
People that got out of high school before we did as well. You know what I mean? People that got out of high school like a few years before all of us.
I got you. Yeah. I'm 41. I'm still in that age gap. I'm in a millennial.
I'll say 50 and down probably, right? Maybe even older than that. I don't know.
That's fair.
I can't, you know, people like what they like to watch, but either way, wild shit, fucking crazy. Yeah. Holy shit, that guy could have used some of the justice that was done in this movie, if you ask me.
Right. Yeah.
But back to the movie. What a segue. What a mix.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
And also, just so you guys know, if you check that out, there are also trigger warnings there, of course, as well.
Just so you're
aware going into it. But I feel like that one's more cut and dry. Like, you know what you're about to see. But just in case.
It's still a little weird that, like, you say that these days now. You're like, a lot of people are like being nice and mentioning it, like, hey, there's trigger warnings. Like, before, no one give a shit. They're like, hey, watch this. You seen that part? What'd you do? If you throw up, right. We didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, you got triggered, right? But now people are more like, okay.
You know what it is, though, James? I think it's more so like because we're telling it to the public. Versus like me telling you behind closed doors for a certain type, not this, of course, but a certain type of movie, like, yo, man, this dude got his dick cut in half and then a midget came and threw it. Sorry, little person came and threw it. You'd want to see something like that because that'd be funny.
Yeah. I don't even know if the fucking movie gave a warning. Did the movie give a warning?
It may have. In the very beginning, it may have.
Like a disclaimer honestly, in the beginning? I don't remember.
Maybe something quick.
I don't know. I know they have in newer films, though. I'll see that sometimes before certain movies they'll have.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's a more recent thing. The past, like, 10 years or something.
I don't know.
I think in 2005, there was no disclaimers. No one gave a shit. They're like, they're going to watch it. They're going to get triggered. We don't care.
Right. I see it for grapes and strawberries a lot, especially for TV shows. They're very good about doing the warnings. Like, this episode contains a lot of grapes or...
You really should because it's just to kind of, I mean, shit, for people that have been through it that don't want to watch that on TV.
That's what it's for, exactly.
Or whatever the case may be. People who just don't want to see it. I mean, I'm not saying people want to see it. You know what I mean? People just don't want to deal with that story tonight on Law and Order or whatever the case may be. Let's watch something different.
Dun-dun.
Well, the thing is, I think Law and Order, that's all their case. Isn't that their special unit? It's like...
Well, SVU, yeah.
SVU, don't watch that one, because that's all the... Every episode's about that. About grape.
I won't say every, but a lot, possibly.
That's like their main thing. They're like another dead girl who got graped. They got to find who the killer is.
No wheel tonight. I'll let you guys know what we're doing on Thickety Thursday.
Thickety Thursday.
Misery. Heck yeah, I'm excited about that.
Same here. Talk about Talk about men getting abused this week. One deserves it, one doesn't.
Yeah.
Right.
This one deserves, the other one's innocent. Just because he don't want to write a fucking book. Jesus. Yeah.
Thank God I'll never be famous or a writer. I'd get that one fan.
Yeah, I know, that one crazy fan.
That would be your luck. Yeah, got some fans. Look at this book. Oh shit! Look at this fan.
I think this was my. I think Misery was my second Stephen King movie I watched, or really? third.
I don't.
I think Maximum Overdrive was my first. Then I think it was Shining, then Misery. Wait a minute. Wait.
Then was Shining, Storm of the Century, then Misery for me.
I think I couldn't even tell you. Maximum Overdrive, Shining, Misery. That was the order of Stephen King.
I don't remember. What's your favorite though?
Oh, I don't know. For fun, just to throw on Maximum Overdrive.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Hilarious, man. I just love that fucking Green Goblin truck, man.
I gotta watch that again. I haven't seen that shit in so fucking
long. I love the Coke machine fucking everybody.
Yeah, the Coke machine. There's some funny parts in it. That's what I was saying. And it actually shows like the chunks getting kicked off the kid's head and shit. It's fucking awesome.
Machine gun shooting reboot type shit.
We want a reboot, Steven. Make it happen. Or talk to the people.
They better bring the fucking Goblin truck back if they do.
Oh, yeah. That's at a lot of festivals. I think we've had that, just that face at Fear Festival once or twice, I think.
Yeah, that's awesome. But no, I'm a big Stephen King fan.
Oh yeah,
I know that. I like a lot of their stuff. I used to watch the miniseries on like CBS used to play, like Red Rum and all that shit. Yeah.
Oh, I got a recommendation for you guys, James. I believe you've seen at least the first seven, but there's a part eight now. The Blackwell Ghost, those movies.
Yes. Oh yes.
There's another one.
There's the eighth one. Yeah, it just came out this year. I just watched it.
What is this? The Blackwell?
Blackwell Ghosts.
I don't think I've seen these.
There's eight of them out there right now.
I gotta watch them.
How did eight stand up compared to the others? Because I haven't seen eight. I've seen the other seven though.
I really enjoyed them all. Enjoyed them all. Like, I think of it as one story. Well, it is technically, but you know what I mean? Like, actually it is. And there's going to be a ninth one for sure. But I'm not mad at it because the way that this is, it feels like, to me, it feels like, which I see people complaining about in the comments, all that shit. I don't give a shit. It feels like a movie / documentary / like ghost hunting type of thing. You know what I mean? So it feels like he's on a ghost hunt type of thing. Like,
that's my style. I don't like this then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you agree with that part?
Yeah, I'd say it's Paranormal Activity without trying to be like all shock value. No.
It's way better than Paranormal Activity.
There you go.
In my opinion.
Yeah, it's fun. It's realistic to me. It's not Paranormal Activity like portals opening up and all this crazy shit.
Is it like
something I could see really happening?
Is it like kind of like Grave Encounter shit, or are they going to investigate?
He's right. You get more of a real feel from it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to check them out. All right. Because I don't think I've seen them.
I like this shit a lot. I like this shit a whole lot.
And their movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, forgive me, guys, if I've already said this, but like I've caught the first one on accident just on Amazon Prime, or I think after Sturdy had told me, and I like that one so much. I literally bought all six of them immediately because it was like for like 15, 20 bucks for all.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just immediately bought them all and just went straight through all. Nice. It was that good.
Yeah. If I see them going on sale, I'll get them all at once or something like that. Mm-hmm. I wish they had a fucking bundle for them. I'd love to get them on Vudu.
I think that's what I found with Vudu or something. One of my streaming or digital, whatever, movie collection things I found. I watch constantly.
Yeah, they're good though. I think you'd enjoy them, James. Actually, like I said, the wife is the one that told me about them and put me onto them.
Nice. Okay. I'll definitely check them out.
Okay. And shit, we just finished them. Finished the eighth one. Yes, either yesterday or the day before. Yesterday, yeah. And just earlier today, we're both just like, I wish there was more of them to watch. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's over with.
Right.
But I don't know, man. Maybe it'll make me go back and watch some of these ghost hunting shows she likes to watch all the time. Just because.
Dude, I love them. That's why I say, as soon as you explained it, I was like, oh, this is my type of shit right here. I might love these fucking movies.
I really do. I've really enjoyed them. Like, it's something I'm definitely, I want to go through again. Honestly, it'd be a fun watch party. And for people who like that kind of stuff, I think it'd be a fun watch party. I'll think about that, though, down the road. Anyway, folks, anything else to say about this movie? Hard Candy?
Nope.
No.
I say watch it at risk only good because movie. Of the trigger warnings. Yeah.
Exactly. Other than that, I highly recommend
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I do highly recommend it. I think it's a really good movie. There is a lot of trigger warnings in it because of the grape. I would even say, or the insinuation of it doesn't show anything like that. I would even say yeah, maybe read the synopsis for this film first, if you just in case, if that kind of tells you more about it, and go from there. Go from there. And I'd recommend that for any movie that we discuss that has any type of scenes like that in it from here on out, if I forget to say it, just because, you know, if you want to check the movie out, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable to watch these movies. So, you know, do your research first, watch the trailer, maybe watch another review. I don't know.
Right.
But I do want to say I appreciate you guys being here. James and Pauly, appreciate you guys sitting down and watching, listening. Whether you're doing it live or you're going to do it later on, you know, just do me a favor. Like, share, subscribe. Hit that notification thing, too. Don't forget to hit that rating. Mm-hmm. And tell some friends, tell some family, tell some strangers, tell your boss, tell your coworkers. Tell people you don't like, because they might like the show. Too. And if you don't like the show, definitely tell people you don't like, just to piss them off.
Yeah.
Make sure you check out the Scene Snobs. Make sure you check out Popcorn and Pints. Check out Horror Research 30. Sturdo Vision. Oh, it's going to be fun this Friday. There's going to be sharks and talking about eating pussy. Yep, it was said.
Oh, what the fuck?
It was said in the movie. I'm just saying, it was said in the trailer. We've seen it in the trailer. If you go back on Sturdo Vision, you'll know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. Okay. But I'll see you in your nightmares, people. You guys have an amazing, 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 amazing night. Don't forget to check out those podcasts I told you about. The Scene Snobs, Popcorn and Pints, Horror Resource 30, Stories from a Bar, Smarknado, The Z Network. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah.